Ashland area groups opposed to the mining bill expect to turn out 200 people, enough to fill the 200-capacity Hurley Inn auditorium. Pete Rasmussen of the Pinocchio Education Project says it isn't a game of numbers, though. It's about presenting arguments.
What I want to hear is good questions from this committee. I want to hear them asking the differences between the old shaft mines of Hurley and an industrial-sized open-pit strip mine.
Supporters of a proposed iron ore mine in the Pinocchio Range of Ashland and Iron Counties also want to turn out 200 people. Iron County Development Zone Director Dale Kupchik says things aren't as divisive as they seem.
You know, you've got this 10% that want it no matter what it costs, and probably 10% that don't want it no matter what. But you've got another 80% that are willing to work with the state and say, yes, if we can do it cleanly, let's do it.
Others, maybe another 200, aren't against mining but think the bill is the pits.
My wife just said that when she walked by. She's right. It's a mess.
That's Mellon City Councilor Pete Russo. Mellon will see mining trucks on its roads and pressure on its utilities if a mine is built. Russo will tell the Assembly Jobs Committee that the bill doesn't look out for area towns.
We're interested in this infrastructure. That's the main point. See, we don't have the money to fix these roads in the city if they get ripped. We don't have the money if something happens to our water system. We don't have it.
The hearing begins at 10 a.m. Wednesday. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.